Okay, Erev Shavuos, we're holding Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Mabeis. We're going to learn now Daf Pei Tes. Again, we've skipped ahead, really, the Daf these days are earlier in the Peis, but we skipped ahead to cover these three blah related to Shavuos, prior to Shavuos, and then starting with the Shavuos, Mit Hashem, we will go back to cover the three blah that we skipped over. So again, we're by the two dots. Peches Mabeis, around 12 lines off of the bottom of the page. We're in the middle of different memories from Rishon Levi, all regarding Matan Torah. From Rishon Levi, B'shash al Meshar Lamarim, at the time Rishon Levi went up to that Shemayim, Amr Malchash Shosven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchash Shosven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchash Shosven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Mali Yilad Isha Beninu, what is the pshat that there is a human, a person born to a woman amongst us in the heavens? Amr Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Kabbal Torah Ba, he came to accept the Torah. Amr Lefanah, the Malchash said, Chamuda Genuza, this special treasure that you have hidden for 974 generations prior to the creation of the world. The Torah has been around for 974 generations prior to the creation of the world. And now you're going to give it. You can give it to someone of flesh and blood. What is mankind that we should remember him? Again, also, that we should recall him. Hashem, Hashem, our master, your name is grand and all over the world already. You should keep your glory in Shemayim, right? That was their plea. Torah should remain and the glory should remain up in Shemayim and not go down Mesha onto this world. You give an answer. I'm going to start engaging with the malachim. I'm scared they're going to burn me with the breath of their mouths. They'll burn me up. You worry about getting burnt up from the hevel pi. Grab onto the kisei kavod. By grabbing the kisei kavod, you'll be protected from the hevel of the mouth of the malachim and give them a tshuva. Okay. Shenemar, what's the source for this? Meachas pnei kisei parshes olav ananai. Vamrab na'achim, v'lam shpir shakai meziv shkinasai, v'ananai olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of the ziv of Shechina, and he created a cloud. His own countenance became like his presence, became a cloud around Moshe to protect him from the malachim causing any damage. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the malachim? Amal afan Moshe Rabbeinu told the malachim, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Torah Shatanei, the Torah that you're giving to me to bring to mankind, to Kal Yisrael. Maksiv, what does it say? Anech Hashem Lekech Hashem says, Yimei Tzayim, says, I am Hashem, you got it to get out of Mitzrayim. It's the first of the Aser Sadibras. Amal Lehem, and therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the malachim, Le Mitzrayim Yiradtem, the Torah says, I'm Hashem, you got it to get out of Mitzrayim. Did you go to Mitzrayim, Malachim? You weren't in Mitzrayim. Lefarish Tabatim, did you work under Parai? Torah Lamata Elechem, what is the Torah to be for you? It doesn't fit with you. Shuv Maksiva, what else does it say there? By the way, on this Anech Hashem Lekecha, Hashem Sitz Mitzrayim, very famous, there's a discussion amongst the Rishenim. Is that one of the Taryag? Remember, we spoke out a couple of days ago at this Homachlikis, what exactly fits in Taryag. Some of the Rishenim were bothered. What is the source of Taryag that we're trying to fit into? We connected this to the Lamitas Malachas, that we have the number to work with, and then we work backwards to figure out what the numbers are exactly to make the 39 Malachas. Here, too, we have Taryag. There's a concept of Taryag, and which ones fit, which ones don't, and at least so many Machlikas Rishenim, which ones are part of, which ones aren't. So one of the Machlikas Rishenim is Legabe in the Mitzvah of Anech Hashem Lekecha. Some Rishenim say, of course, it's one of the Taryag. It's the first of the Seres Dibros. It's one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Others say, Faker, this is a prerequisite. Without it, we have nothing. You don't have any Torah, unless a person believes that Hashem is the Hashem, the God, who took us out of Mitzrayim, and He's the one and only God. There's nothing to start with. So it's a prerequisite. You can't even start Torah without it. So not one of the 613. It's even before the 613. But it's not counted as one of the 613 according to those Rishonim. Fine. Moshe Rabbeinu is next tying into the Malach Hamor. Le'yilcha, it says, Shemak Siv, what does it say in the Torah? Le'yilcha kemacherim. Bein amim atem shriim sha'evdim. Do you sit amongst the goyim who are even a desire that you have this taiva to serve another god? You're in Shemayim, you're next to God. What will be your challenge even to serve another god? That there should be a commandment of not having chalila another god. What else does it say? Do you ever do malacha that there should be a reason for you to rest, to have Shabbos? Don't take Hashem's name in vain. Do you deal in business that may lead to that? So the point of it is because business often requires people taking their position and swearing to secure secure the position. Once there's a concept of people swearing, it could A, lead to a person swearing by mistake, swearing falsely, but even purposely, once there's a concept of swearing, it's introduced, it could lead to someone swearing falsely. But you're not involved in business, you're not involved in dealings with other people, or other malachim, and therefore, when you're going to come to a matzav of shuah to begin with, shuv, maksiv, what does it say, kabbe sevichas mecha, so notice we're going straight through all the different aseres dibros. Kabbe sevichas mecha, klum, Shuv, Aveim Eshlechem. Do you have an Aveim? You don't have a mother and father. It's not Shaykh to you. Shuv Maksiva was also say, Le Sirtzach, Le Sinuf, Le Signaf. Don't commit murder, don't commit, sinuf, adultery, don't steal, or Gain of Vashas. Kin Yesh Benechem. Do you have jealousy that can lead to these things? Yitzhar Benesh Benechem, Dev Yitzhara. Meyad Hoylakash Baruch Hashbach says, Meshach Ben is correct. It's clear the Torah is meant for mankind. Shinem Hashem, Adinenu Moad Yashimcha. So before that said, the Malachim said, Hashem Adinim Moed Hashimcha. V'ilu T'nahit Chal Hashmaim Lek Siv. Over here it says, Hashem Adinim Moed Hashimcha. What does it say? B'chala Aretz. It no longer says, Asher T'nah, like Lashem before, of T'nahit Chal Hashmaim. So right away they switched gears, and the Malachim agreed, Teir Shikon, Meshur Benum, Miyad Kolech V'echa Nasa Le Ayav. They actually became an Ayav, a Masla Dover. They all became Ayavim to Meshur Benum. They became loved ones to him, friendly with him. This is the nature of arguments, so people argue lishma, and people argue with proper intent, and when the argument's over, they just come to they come to love each other. We actually have the famous Gemara, we always speak about the father and the son, as vaya v'sufa, afil avu b'nai, that love, that father and son that are talking in Torah, they should have mechamta shetorah, they should have an argument in Torah, obviously, respectfully, and early in this pesach, we point out, it's got to be done with respect, but they should come to argue with each other to get to that mitzvah shel Torah, but in the end, as vaya v'sufa, we darshan, in the end, they'll be infused with the hava, likely even more hava than they would have had without this argument. The argument in Torah brings them ultimately to Ahava once they reconcile at the end. Shenemar, like it says, Elisa Mar Shavisa Shavi Lekach Matanas Adam. You went up to the heights, you captured the captive, and you took the gifts of Matanas Ba'adam. What does that mean? What's that referencing? The Adam? B'schashikaruch Adam Lekach Matanas. The Malachim referring to Adam. They were kind of disparagingly, the Yilidisha. And they called him Adam, like Adam, Adam to try to degrade Maisha. And therefore, in order to appease and make up for their disparaging remarks, they actually, once Maisha had defeated him in the argument, they gave him gifts and try to curry favor. Even the Machamavis gave Meshur Benu something. It says that Meshur Aaron said, "This is by the story with the Karech Vadasai. Take the fire pan, the Keteris, and put it on the Mizbeach." And Aaron did it, and he did a kapara on behalf of the Am. Va'aymin, it says over there, Va'yamin ben ha-mesim ben ha-chayim. He stood between the mesim and between the chayim, meaning what happened was there were people over there in those days that were siding with Karech. They were complaining that that the fight with Moshe and Aaron led to Karech Vadasim being swallowed up, being killed. So they were rebelling over the ramifications of what happened for arguing Moshe and Aaron. And that was about to lead to a plague, and more people were going to be dying from a plague. And what happened? So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew this Eitzah of stopping this plague and stopping the death, and stopping them, making sure no more people Kaiso were killed. How do you know this Zeta? How do you know the solution? He knew it because the Malachim Avos gave him this gift many years earlier. By Kabbalah Sotera, gave him this gift of this information to know how to stop the Magefa. Okay, so before we go further, just a few points on this. First of all, really chazar over Shtikal Torah we said 2 days ago, but it's again very relevant to Shavuos, very relevant to these Gemaras, that the Malachim asked we should get the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu respectfully says, what does it say in it? And he lists all the things, or many things, in that Aseres Dibros that clearly don't pertain to Malachim. So what was asked the Beis Halevi? What was the Havmin of the Malachim? L'chari, they knew what it says in the Torah. They wanted to keep the Torah. They knew what it says there. What was the Havmin? They should keep the Torah. It doesn't make sense for Malachim. It only makes sense for mankind. Question number one. Question number two we had asked was that we celebrate 50 days after Pesach, right? Today is the 49th day of the Omer. Tonight is day 50. We celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day, which is based on the Pesukim L'Chumash, which comes out on Vav Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan. In the Machlokes Rabbanan B'Yosi, where the Matan Torah was on, everyone agrees it was on Shabbos, but with Shabbos Vav was Zayin. We pass like our B.A.C. that Matan Torah was on Zayin. Matan Torah was on the 7th of Sivan, which means that L'Chumash was celebrating Shavuos, which is for us, obviously the pasuk doesn't describe anything about during the Torah. It just describes about Mincha Dasha, about counting for 50 days and bringing a Mincha Dasha and celebrating Yontiv Shnei Lechem. But L'chaira, we're taking for granted that the Matan Torah is very related to the Yontiv of Shavuos. and we're celebrating L'chaira day early, we're celebrating the wrong day. We're celebrating one day too soon, L'chaira, we're celebrating day 6. And Ma'antara, according to Rabbi Yossi, we pass like, is on day 7. That is the second question of the Beis Halevi. So Beis Halevi answers with the major side again, that the Torah, of course, and what it says in the Torah are clearly edicts and dinim that are related to mankind. And he says a little further, the Torah Shebichsav, he calls that the Torah Shebichsav, was clearly meant for Bnei Adam. That was never the conversation. That was never the discussion. That was never the argument, Moshe and the Malachim, and that we were getting regardless. Anyway, maybe we got it maybe on that day as well, but that we were getting regardless, we're not celebrating that we got that on the seventh day. What we're really celebrating is what the Machlekes was about. The fight was about not Torah Shebichsav, rather the Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebapeh inclusive of Psak of Torah. The idea of Leib Shemayim, Torah is no longer in Shemayim. A Psak issued on this world, it plays an effect in Shemayim. If a psak is given over here in this world, obviously it has to be psak without any glaring mistake, but a psak in this world without mistakes, that changes the dinim, and in Shemayim they go with those guidelines, with those dinim, based on the psak that was given in this world. That is how it works. That's the power of psak, the power of Torah Shebapeh. That is the power that the Malachim are saying, let us retain that power. Give the Torah to Bnei Adam. They're the ones that keep it, but let us be the Baal Batim, let us be the Dayanim of Torah. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we're the ones that the Torah is speaking to, we're the ones that the Torah have to carry out the mitzvahs, have to carry out the dinim, we're the ones that the Torah is talking to, and therefore we should be the ones also that have the power of psak. That is the answer. It makes the whole conversation a little more understandable. We understand now what the Malachim are saying. They knew what it says in the Torah, but they still wanted to keep the bailas. And that Moshe Rabbeinu says that no, even though, technically speaking, it would make sense if you have the bailas, the dinim are clearly all speaking to us, and therefore it only makes sense that we, Bnei Adam, Basav Adam, should have the bailas. That is the idea of the conversation back and forth. That's the Malachim's question, Moshe's answer, and that is why we celebrate the sixth day. Says the Beis Halevi beautifully, we know we just had the other day, that according to Rabbi Yossi, explaining the Gemara in Daf Pei Zayin, according to Rabbi Yossi, that really Ma'antara was supposed to be on day 6. Like the Chamim on day 6. However, Haysef, Meisha, Yamecha Medaite, Meisha Benu said, 2 days of separating from the wife is not enough. We need 3 days. Meisha Benu and a day of separating from the wife, which caused that the Matan Torah should go from day 6 to day 7. What are we celebrating? We're not celebrating the Matan Torah itself. We're celebrating day 6. Day 6 is the day that Meisha Benu added on his own. The day that Meisha Benu added shows the bailus that we have over Torah, the bailus we have over Psak, chose the bailus that Kadosh Baruch Hu acquiesced to the Gadol Adar, to Meisha Rabbeinu, and that became the new din, and that, therefore we're celebrating Taka the sixth day. It's Matan Torah. It's Matan Torah Shebapeh. As much as Matan Torah Shebichsav, that's what we're celebrating, hence the fact that Yom Tov falls out on day 6. We stuck in another tidbit on that could be pshat in the Gemara, in Pesachim, where it says, I think it's Samach Vav, Samach Ches, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef says, Ilav Hayom Ekama Yosef Ikka Beshuki. If not for that day, how many Yosef would be in the Shuk? Meaning, I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm the Gadol Adar. If not for the day of Matan Torah, I'd be another Yosef. That's a simple Deitch. I'd be another Joseph. What makes Rav Yosef? The fact of Matan Torah. So, very, very famous memory for Rav Yosef. The question is, why did he say in such a poetic lashon, Ilav Hayoyma Kami Yosef Ikabashuki? Let him say, Ilav Matan Torah Kami Yosef Ikabashuki. Nafka Matan Torah, how many Yosef will be in the market? What is he saying? Ilav Hayoyma. So, you could say, it's a poetic lashon. But based on this Beis Halevi, it's beautiful. Ilav Hayema means Rabbi Yosef was saying, of course, we have the Torah, and I'd be Talmud Chacham, and I'd be learning my Torah. But there would be no, if there wouldn't be a power given to the Gedolim, given to the Chachamim, to interpret the Torah, to give Psak in Torah, to be leaders in Torah, then Kama Yosef Yikub Shuki, with all the knowledge that I'd have, I wouldn't have any bailus, I wouldn't have the leadership, I wouldn't have that status of Rav Yosef. Kama Yosef Yikub Shuki, Ilav Hayema. Hayema is the day 6 that Moshe Rabbeinu added. That cemented the fact that there's a bailus of Bnei Adam over Torah, Torah Shebapeh. That's what gives the status and the covet to the Tamid Chamim in all the generations. Beautiful idea. Okay. One other important question on this topic. Actually, let's go further. Let's go further. It's going to be related to this most recent Gemara. The Amar of Yishuv Levi. B'shasha yard Meshul Mefei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Meshul went down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Torah, Basat Vam Lefanav, the Satan came and said, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Torah Heichanai, who, he, where does the Torah, where did the Torah go? Where's the Torah? Ask Taisvis, ask many of the Farshim, Im Taimer, Chisat, Tap Taisvis, Chisatan, Leha Yedeh Matan Torah, was Satan unaware about Torah? It was the big Maimed. We just discussed today that the Torah was given 70 languages, 70 people we were discussing in the earlier, on Daf Peches. What does that mean? Does that mean that all the nations actually heard Maimon HaSinai, and they all shook from it, or they didn't hear it, but they heard about it. But either way, the Satan certainly would have, one would assume, knew Maimon Torah. Why is he asking, where's the Torah? What's the question? V'yeshnar Matos answers that in the Medrash it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Malchum Avos to start making a kitrik and say, he's going to say, Klai Yisrael is going to go do the Eagle. You see where they're going to be, where the head is. They're going to be doing the Eagle in 40 days. You see the future. You're going to give them the Torah. How are you giving Torah to people that can't handle Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely created the Malchum Avos would be turret in other matters. He would kind of missed. He missed the boat. He missed the story of Maimon Torah. He was busy with other matters. Akash Baruch was able to avoid the Satan's Kitrig and get the Torah to Klal Yisrael without the Satan being Mekatrig. And therefore, in our Gemara was saying, the Satan came after and said, where's the Torah? And that ensuing conversation takes place. That is the Tosfos' answer. However, the Acharonim give two other answers. Some Sefer says, Avad the Satan knew. And how do we know the Satan knew? Because Satan, we know, is the Malchum Avos. Satan is the Malchum Avos. And we just had the Gemara right before this. The Malchum Avos gave Moshe the Eitzah as a gift after Moshe defeated the Malachim and won the argument to accept the Torah. The Malchum Avos' gift to Moshe, but it was the cure for the secret, the cure for the plague that was plaguing the people after the story of Kairach Vadosai. So clearly, Malchum Avos did know about it. He gave Moshe a parting gift after the whole story. Says Chacham Sefer, what it means is, the Satan thought Torah was going to be sheared. This gets similar to what we were saying for the Beis Levi. But something like this, Avada, the carrying out of the day to day, the facts of Torah, that was going to Klal Yisrael. And even maybe the learning of it is going to Klal Yisrael. However, doesn't mean in Shemayim they're losing the power of learning Torah, doesn't mean they're losing the power of Psak. Maybe it's a joint effort. Everyone gets to keep the rights to Torah Shabbat Peh. Perhaps that was what the Satan was asking. Where to go? I didn't realize that was part of the deal. And on that, the answer was Lei B'Shemayimi. Same you said as the base Levi, but even on a stronger level. Lei B'Shemayimi is you can still learn Torah. You can learn Torah all you want, but Psak, Bailus on Din, is totally gone. That was given 100% to Bnei Adam. That's the part that the Satan was unaware of. That's what he was asking. That is the Chassam Sefer's answer. The Marsha's answer, again, agrees with the Chassam Sefer that the Satan Avad was aware of Matan Torah. What was he asking? Satan, the Marsha says, it was all part of the Satan's ploy. He was getting into his Yetzihara mode. He was trying to convince Klal Yisrael by asking these questions, even though he's directing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's trying to put into the world questions that, does it make sense? Torah, which is such a lofty thing, so deep, can be given to humans, to Basar Adam, that are shallow, that don't have that level of depth, doesn't make sense. It's too difficult, it's too hard. He was planting the seeds of his Mahalach, of, remember, Satan is the Yetzihara, Satan is the Mahalach, is the Yetzihara. He's planting the seeds that he was going to go to attack the Yidden to try to not fulfill the Torah properly by giving them like almost like an excuse that Torah doesn't belong to mankind. It should be on higher levels in Shemayim. Okay, so Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, Nesatil Arts, I gave the Torah to the earth. Halach Itzel's Arts, Satan went to the earth. Amala, and he asked the earth, Tarechani, where's the Torah? Amalek Lekim, Haven Darka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows its ways. He knows the place. We don't know where it is. Halach Itzel Yamba, Amalek, Imadi Liyam says, not with me. Halach Itzel went to the depths. Amar, and B, the depths said, Torah's not with me either. He's all quoting Psukim in Eev and other places. Says Gemara, Halach Eitzel Ayam Amar Ein Madi. Halach Eitzel Time. We just said this in Amar Ein B. Shenara Time Amar Lei B He Vyam Ein Imadi. Avadain Vamaves Amar Bazneinu Shemanashima. Destruction and death said we heard with our ears. We heard something about it. You say you brought it down to earth, it was given down to earth. I don't see it. I checked all the parts of the earth. Depths, heights, waters, earth, land. I didn't find it. Go to the son of Amram. Meisha Rabbeinu, Halach Eitzel Meisha went to the Satan, Meisha Amalei Torah, Shesla Kash Baruch Hu Hechanu, the Satan said to Meisha Rabbeinu, the Torah that Hashem gave you, where is it? Amalei Meisha Rabbeinu said, V'chima Anisha, Nasan Lei Kash Baruch Hu Torah. The Torah Hashem gave me? What am I that Hashem should give me a Torah? Meisha in his humility, I'm a humble person. Amalei HaKash Baruch Hu Meisha, Meisha Badayu, Meisha, you playing games? Amalei Fan of Meisha Rabbeinu Shalom, Chamud Gnuzi Yesh Lech Shatam Meshachem B'chayim. You have this treasure that I give you that you delight in every day. Aniach Sek Tevel Atzmi. I'm sorry, I'm the fun of Rosh Hashanah. So Meshur and Setta Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wasn't playing games. The reason why I was, so to speak, denying it was coming from a place of anivas. You gave this amazing treasure that every day, I didn't study, and you're delighted in our study. And they asked me, should I take the credit as if it was given to me? I should be the one that gets the credit. I don't want to accept that credit. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu Meisha. Hey, me, I have to ask for us, since you remind yourself, even though you played the key role in Kabbalah Satorah, you remind your role as if you did nothing. You know you're going to be zechut to Tikva Shmech. You'll be zechut that the Torah forever will actually be called by your name. Remember the terrorist Meisha Avdi. We see the terrorist remembered by Meisha's name because Meisha tried to kind of shield himself, hide from the covet of the fact that he brought down the Torah. This is the classic scenario of Kalad Reidav, Kalad Berech, Menah Covet, Covet Reidav Achrav. The ultimate respect comes to follow the person who runs away from the covet. Remember Shimon Levi. Says Rabbi Shimon Levi, B'shasha alam Moshe l'marim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heights in Shemayim, matzah l'kash baruch hu shekash k'sar amalai, he says. He found kash baruch hu putting crowns on the ice, yes, amalai, so... HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Moshe, ain shalom b'yirecha. There's no greetings from you. I mean, you came up here, you don't say shalom to me. Remember the Gemara else we discussed, what were the poor with the crowns? Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't understand the point of the crowns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, you don't understand it, but the later generations, there'll be someone, we know a famous Rabbi Kiva, he'll darshan the crowns. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and it was in the back of the share of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning the meaning of the crowns, of the words, and Moshe Rabbeinu says that he doesn't know that the generations after him knew Torah more than him. And then here in the share, Rabbi Kiva says, someone asked Rabbi Kiva, sir, halacha, and Rabbi Kiva said, it's halacha Moshe Sinai, that's how we know it. So it was, his das was appeased, that ultimately everything that they understood came from Sinai, even though they had this new level of darshaning the crowns, everything else came from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore he's appeased. That's like Gemara elsewhere about the crowns. But over here, the Gemara's focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't give shalom where you come from? Amar lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klum yesh eved shayis shalom to rabbi. Does an eved give shalom to rabbi? You don't give shalom to your master, and eved doesn't pass. It's not by kavadik to speak up to give shalom to rabbi. Amar lei, hayelach lezreini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, still, you should have offered me help. Miad, what does Rashi say? What does it mean, help? Says Rashi, Lazraini, Lemer Tislach Malachta. Obviously, Kashbrok doesn't help, but like a bracha, Tislach Malachta, give a bracha, that your malacha should be successful. Says the Gemara, Miad, Amrle, right away, Meshavan said, V'ata Yigdal Nakayach Hashem, Kashad Yibar. The talk of the Kayach of Hashem should be great, like he's spoken, so he gave him the bracha that everything should be successful, his Kayach should be great. The first we discussed, the first was a very basic issue. We know that the sheer of being chayzer on one's words, or being able to, in Shemar Esrei, being able to chaperan, if you miss something, you should have to go back, is of course what we call Techle Dibur. What is Techle Dibur? The Gemara tells us in many places, the time it takes to say Shalom Alechem Rebbe. Shalom Alechem Rebbe. It depends if it's three words, four words. Shalom Alechem Rebbe. Here Gemara is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you don't give kavod. Eved doesn't give kavod. Doesn't greet the rabbi with the shalom at all. You don't greet with the shalom. And elsewhere, the Gemara is saying that is exactly the words used. Why would we use words that are not supposed to be used as the symbol for Techte Dibur? Further, it's Taisma Vakama on the Ayin Gimel, the question, and he brings that somebody Taisma actually holds that the reason why this is the shear is because in a case where a person is doing some sort of dealings, some sort of tefillah, whatever he may be involved with, and his Rebbe walks by and he wants to greet his Rebbe Shalom, which is the right thing to do, we want to give him enough time that even if he greets Rebbe Shalom, he can still be Chayzer right away. That's called Techte Dibur. So the whole idea was put in because he gave the Rebbe Shalom, and here we're saying that the Eved does not give the Master Shalom. Taisus answers, Enechanami. Eved is different than a Rebbe and a Talmud. Eved has more of an ima of his master, and Eved should not be offering Shalom to Rabbi. He can answer, respond, but he should not be the one initiating conversation with Rabbi. A Talmud, even though a Talmud does have to cause a fear of the Rabbi, the Talmud could initiate Shalom, and not only can, he can, and he should, and that's the difference. Shulchan Aruch actually brings. A Talmud should greet his Rebbe, but however, Shulchan Aruch sticks in with Ema. Don't make a mistake and think that now we're saying he's allowed to greet his Rebbe, therefore it means he should have Ema. No, the Ema level of Talmud is he should greet the Rebbe with Ema. That Eved to a master should be, even that so much Ema, he doesn't even greet him. But that should be, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ema from a Talmud to Rebbe is to greet him, but to greet him with Ema. The Meister Ramah brings Yesh Ermah, says, one should not give his Rebbe Shalom. One should not give his Rebbe Shalom, says the Gain. What's it based on? Our Gemara. The Gain Seichon Su, that our Gemara is the source of the Ramah. L'chayr Ramah's learning of Yesh Ermah, he's quoting Yesh Ermah that hold that our Gemara is not in agreement with the Gemaras elsewhere. Our Gemara, which is unbelievable, comes out of all those Gemaras and Shas, and speak about Shalom Lech Rebbe as being the Shir for Techle Dibur, are a very weird scenario, because according to the way the Ramah's learning from the Yesh Eimrim, the Agamar is actually arguing, saying an Eved, and who had dinner, a Talmud, should not greet his Rabbi, should not greet the Rabbi with Shalom Lech Rebbe. So it's ironic that's used as a classic case for describing Techle Dibur, when a person's not supposed to even use those words according to the Yesh Eimrim, okay, of the Ramah. Agav, Techle Dibur is not just we keep focusing about words, it's about a matter of words, being chaser from my Diburim. It's not just about words, it could be with actions as well. With a classic nafkamina, in Port Lalacha, if a person was cutting his begadim, you know, a person has to write his kriya when he hears about a nifter. If a person happens to cut his beged and hears about the nifter, Techle Dibur, from when he cut the beged, we can attribute the cutting of the beged to the kriya, and he doesn't have to write kriya again. That kriya, that tearing of the beged, why was he writing kriya? Kash Baisa, but that tearing of the beged would be sufficient because it's Techle Dibur. Techle Dibur is not just a connection in Dibur, it's a connection in time overall. It connects anything that happens when Techle Dibur is connected. There's a big lump of the shell, which is leave off of this, on Techle Dibur. What's the pshat? Is the pshat the Techle Dibur till you finish the time it takes to say Shalom Alech Rebbe? Call that 1.5 seconds or 2 seconds. Just make up a number. It doesn't matter. Call 2 seconds. Is the pshat that whatever I said is not finished till 2 seconds after I finish? Till the time it takes to say Techle Dibur, till then, my words aren't finished yet? Or no? My words are finished the second I finish my words. I have like an option that I can be chayzer on my words. And if I do, then my words are undone. But if I'm not chayzer, my words are chal from when I finish speaking. So again, nafkin, again, it's only those few seconds that it takes to say the word tech dibur. But again, just to understand the lumdis, is the pshat that my words aren't finished. So when are my words finished? Only after the time that they says the tech dibur, it says, say, shalmech rebbe, only after that time period are my words actually finished in the first place? Or my words are finished, but there's like a t'nai, there's like an opportunity for me to be chayzer, teich le'dibur. If the nafkamina is, if I choose not to, then my words were finished already earlier, not later. As if the nafkamina is, there got to be various dinim, but the point is my words are complete once I finish them, not later. That'll be a chilek. The nafkamina, one basic nafkamina can be in something where we say, where a person is, teich le'dibur doesn't help. Because there's no makam v'chazara. It's such a strong concept that we say a person is gamer das, there's no makam v'chazara. So again, if my words are finished, right, could be my words still won't be finished. But if my words are finished the second I finish my words, I just have an option to be chayzer in a place where there's no makam to be chayzer because it's such a strong miyaz das. Then the chayzer over there, me wouldn't have, it would be finished right away. You wouldn't even have the techni dibur element. Okay, let's see the marvaiter. The nation saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was late and delayed in coming. Al tikri, don't say, he was supposed to come in the sixth hour. What does that mean? When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Amar, he said, at the end of 40 days, in the beginning of the sixth hour, I'm going to come back. At the end of 40 days, something came and made a chapter of confusion in the veld. Meaning, the main confusion was, the Eilam was counting the day Moshe Rabbeinu went up as day one. So on day 30, on day 40, from the way he went up, from the day he went up, it should be counted, was ready time for him to come back. He was really only coming back from the second day, after he went up, was day one. So he was coming back on what they were considering day 41. So the Sultan made this confusion. Amar lehem, Meshach Rabbi Chanechan, who? Where is Meshach Rebbe? Amar lehi, Alamarim. Amar lehi, Boshesh, but 6 hours already come in the day, and he's not here yet. Veshkulav, they said, nah. Mace, son said he died. Leshkichalav again. Leshkichalav. They ignored the Satan. They didn't believe him. However, Herlem Demus Mitasai, the Satan made, he showed them Demus of Moshe Rabbeinu's bed, of Moshe Rabbeinu being, of his bear, being Nifter in Shemayim, lying on his death, on a deathbed. Finally, the Kamile Aaron, Kizem Moshe Ish. That's Lashon, Kizem Moshe Ish. This is Moshe the man. We know Zeh. We have the Gemara, end of Tainus. Gemara says, Asar Kash Baruch, Lassas Machalat Sadikim. He's going to make a circle for Sadikim. Who Yeshev Beneim Began Eden. He's going to sit in between them in Gan Eden amongst the Sadikim. And each one of the tzaddikim, marabeds by, they're going to show with their finger. And what are they going to say? Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai. We see it's a pointing. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai. The Lashon Zeh is pointing. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai. We want to say that perhaps we discussed a while back. What's the idea of people pointing their finger at the Sefer Torah by Hagba? The Zeh Satira. Maybe Lashon of Zeh is related to Zeh. Although if I remember correctly from Josh Poor from Rabbi Hershel Shechter that the Zeh is different than Zeh, and therefore it can't be a source. I forgot exactly the conversation there, but we wanted to say that perhaps this idea Zeh connotes seeing something directly, pointing with one finger. Seeing it. That's the Kizeh Moshe Einenu is a remez, is explained that the Malchum Avos showed Klal Yisrael a vision of Moshe Rabbeinu being dead on a mitzvah in Shemayim. Amrlan, that's what led to this terrible sin. Did you hear? What's this lashon of Har Sinai? The truth is, before you get back to the next that Gemara, we're saying that's what led to this terrible sin. This terrible sin was led because they had this confusion and this wrong picture. The Velt is very bothered. Chai Shalavis has a whole sikh on this, that Klal Yisrael just went to Matan Torah. Right before that, they had Kriyas Yamsuf, they had the Makkas, they had ultimate high levels of Emunah. They can go from there directly to the depths of Avodah Zarah. It's a Pella. So we spoke out the other day of one Svar, one idea from also Chaim Shmuel elaborates on this, that there's a concept of working for something and developing it over time, whereas almost being given to someone. Not to minimize what Bnei Yisrael did. They worked in Mitzrayim for many years, many generations. However, these Nisim were so nigla, so it was given to Dur Dea, it was given to them so clearly. It was all about Dea. What they see, it was when they see it, it's there. That's and therefore, there's no other way. When you see the opposite split, there's no other way to interpret it, and it's automatic. But it wasn't. It wasn't the finding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matei Hester. It was so gully. It was so gully. So the problem with gully is the second things don't seem to stim with gully anymore. Then it's hard to keep that same level of emunah because it's not gully anymore. All of a sudden that trust is gone. Moshe Rabbeinu in this case was shown in front of them falsely, but shown in front of them as if he was dead. The whole story of Mount Torah now ran into a major problem, and therefore it led them to fall off their wagon and fall off quite quickly. Again, that's one mahalach we spoke a couple of days ago. But see, also Chaim Shmulevitz brings that as one of his essays. But in a separate essay, he asks another question. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Hey in Shabbos tells us the Satan, the way he works is he gets a person to do a little chet today, a little more chet tomorrow, and slowly over time he gets the person to go off the derech. It doesn't all happen in one full swoop. So he asks the question, how do they go from such high madrigas to low madrigas? It seems to be opposite the modus operandi of the malchum of the satan anyway. And says Ruchai Shalavitz is a separate yisayit, a separate concept. That, of course, on a regular day-to-day basis, the satan typically cannot grab someone to do an aver that's so far out of his challenge, out of his levels of challenge, so such deep averis, a person usually is protected from those scenarios. He's safe, the satan's not going to grab him in. He grabs him with a little aver, and he slowly tries to grab him to higher levels of averis. But over here, something else happened. Says that Chaim Shulevitz, that when a person's in a matzav of mourning, a matzav of depression, a matzav of shock, a matzav of confusion, and when a person's emotions are all messed up, that is a ripe time for the satan to go and schlep a person from one madrega all the way negative to the opposite low madrega. Because when a person doesn't have his emotions, doesn't have his psychological standing about himself, that is an opportunity where the satan grabs it, and this is exactly what happened. They went from Matan Torah, the highest of highs. All of a sudden, the leader of Matan Torah is shown to them on a deathbed. It threw them into a massive confusion. Mourning, confusion, sadness. Right over there, the satan sees the moment and was taka able to get them to Avodah Zarah. A person has to be extra careful in matzavim of bewilderment, of confusion, of sadness, of mourning. Extra careful in those times not to chlila fool from madrigas of emuna, madrigas of Torah mitzvahs. Okay. What's the name Arsina? Have you ever heard Pshat? Amalei, Harshad Asubah Nisim Yisrael. There's a mountain where Nisim took place. Sinai is letters Samach Nun and Yud as Nisim. So he answered back, nice Pshat, but then it should be called Har Nisai. Why is the Nun and the Samach in the wrong spots? Flip it. Har Nisai Mabalei. Ela Harshad Nasa Simitav Yisrael. So Rav Kana gave another answer. It's the Har that is Simitav Abdekai Yisrael. He says, very nice. You have the Samach and the Nun, but you're missing the Mem. Har Simanei Mabayle. It should be called Har Simanei. Where's the Mem? Amalei. My time on the Shikha Kamei Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Dema'ayin Bagato. So he said, why were you not common, frequent by Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Breda, Yeshua, who were Bekiyim, they were very knowledgeable in Agata Gemara. Rav Chizra, Rav Breda, Rav Huna, Dami Tavayo, Rav Chizra, Rav Huna, they said both, my Arsinei, what's Arsinei? Har Shir, the Sin Levichavim, love. It's the Har that caused hatred to the Levichavim on this mountain. Rashi seems to explain what means is, Hakash Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the other nations. They did not accept it. This beautiful opportunity of Torah didn't accept. So it caused like a sin of Hashem towards other nations. That's what Rashi explains it. However, the Inyakov says, and it's apparently it's Rambam and Igeris, also says that's a little bit different. It's the opposite. Maybe it's two things are a stira, but this is the source that because Klai Yisrael did accept the Torah and they got this beautiful treasure and the nations blew it, they now have a certain jealousy that leads to the cementing in history. The Ace of Sin of the Yaakov started maybe way back when, but it got cemented by the Matan Torah, by Klai Yisrael seizing the opportunity and grabbing the Torah and the nations not. It caused that sin. So either it's the sin of Hashem to the nations to the next Torah, or the sin of the nations to Klai Yisrael, because Klai Yisrael ultimately received the Torah and they did not, even though they had the choice. There's actually five names like this Matan Torah by Arsinai. Five names for Arsinai. Midbar Tzin is called Midbar Tzin. Shenstavu, a love. That sin is Lashon Tzivoy. We got commandments over there. Midbar Kadesh is Kashu Yisrael, because Klai Yisrael became Kadesh, therefore it's called Midbar Kadesh, the Kadesh desert. Midbar Kedemus, it's called the Kedemus Midbar. Why? Shen Nitna Kaduma Love, because the Torah that was the Torah which preceded the world, we just said before, Torah was around 974 generations before the world, the Torah was given in that area, so it's called Kaduma. And Midbar Paran, it's called Midbar Paran. Why? Tapavan Beis, Sheparv Rebel Yisrael, the Kaisol had Puruvu at that time. We spoke out from the Gemara 2 days ago, Shuvelchem Alechem, go back to your tents and go back to your wives. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas that they went back to the wives, they found all their wives were I think it's Brachas, maybe it's Nida, I think it's Brachas. The Gemara tells us they found all their wives were mutter, and now they had relations. Not only they had relations, they actually went and they procreated their children. They actually all had zcharim. They had male children. We spoke out. Rashi, Top Rashi brings it. They had all their children, all the male zcharim at the time that led to Puruvu. That's Lashon of Paran. That's Lashon of Paran. Remind you, we said 2 days ago from this idea of Shulchan Aleichem. That's what the Michelskinuch says. This is the source of Gershon is Gaia Kadosh Shanel Dami. A Gershon is Gaia Kadosh Shanel, because it says all of Kais went back to the wives, except Maisha Payim Amayimadi. But everyone else went back to the wives. How did they go back to the wives? Certainly, there were those that were married in marriages that, based on Torah Din, were no longer mutter. Based on pre Torah, it was okay. Sister, aunts, sisters, or half sisters. Certainly, there were marriages that were not fully mutter. Amram and Yecheven, as an example, must be Gershon's guy. Kadosh Adami, Klai Yisrael like Gerim after Matan Torah, and therefore was mutter. That's Mechaschinus Raya to the idea of Gershon's guy. He says that's the source. The only place it's the source that you find in Shah and Kal Torah for Gershon's guy. Kadosh Adami. Okay, says the Gemara. Shepar Rav Yisrael, Midbar Sinai, was coming from Sinai, this is the fifth name, Sheyar de Sinai, life of Chavim, that's the one we just quoted, that before, that the Sinai went from Hashem to the Goyim, or from Goyim onto Kai Yisrael, what's his real name? Chayrev. So his real name was Chayrev, but had these other five names that connoted five different ideas, the Lashon of Midbar Sin, Midbar Kadesh, Midbar Kedemais, Midbar Paran, Midbar Sinai, and Chayrev was the actual name. Plead Rav Ravo is odds with this. Why the Ravo? Har Sinai Shmai. On the contrary, the actual name was Takasinai. So the fifth name was Chayrev. And why is it called Chayrev? She had the Churva to live Chavim Alav. Because that's where the Churva of the Goyim, the Goyim's Churva came about by passing up the opportunity to accept the Torah on this mountain. Okay. Menayish Kash Losh and Shazaris. The Gemara gets back to that, the Mishnah that we discussed, which talks about tying the red string around the head of the animal, of the goat that went Lazazel. The Gemara will actually circle back still to a little bit to back to Mount Torah, right before we get to this, the Mishnah towards the Bamed Amid. Says the Gemara, what does it mean kashanim? Im yu chateichem kashanim. If they're like scarlet wools, then they're going to become white. Why is it kashanim plural? Let us say kashani, singular. Mboile. Amar Yitzchak Amar Makash Baruch Hu Yisrael. Im yu chateichem kashanim alalu. If you are various like these years, the years of the world, shesuduris ubois b'sheish b'beishes v'achshav. Just like the years of the world are mesuder and they come from sheish b'beishes till now, the years are mesuder. They come now. Even if zechir means even if your sins are so mesuder, still they'll be get a kapara kashel yalbino, a white them like snow. What's going on over here with this kisidron, like the years, the organized years of the earth? So the Maral Chutz Shagos explains that there's two types of people doing averas. There's some people do averas on occasion, rare. It's out of character. They typically do what's right, and out of character they do an avera. So in that person, it's not such a chiddush that there's a kapara. It's understood that it's not really inherently who he is. He's a good person who happened to do a wicked deed. He's not a wicked person. He's a good person who did a wicked deed. However, then you have people that systematically, that keep doing averas, they're doing averas consistently, then it becomes an issue that they're no longer a good person who happened to do a wicked deed. That person can never become a person that's considered someone who's be considered a wicked person. There may be an assumption that person is not going to be available to get a kapara on his chatayim, to have his red sins whitened. On that, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, even if the chatayim are like the systematic, they're orderly, they're consistent, like the way of the world, still, that person also is entitled to a kapara through the lazazel. Darash Rava, Maidach Sev Luchuna V'Nivacha Yem Hashem. Go now, reason together. Hashem will say Luchuna Bayuna Mabayleit. Just say, come now. Let's go now. Yem Hashem. Amar, also, Yemar Hashem, Hashem will say in the future. Amar Hashem Bailey, Hashem says, why is it going for the future? Rather, Pshat is, Las Lava Yemar Lem, Kash Brachli, so, Kash Brachli, Kaiso, Lechuna, Eitzla, Visechem, Vichichosem, go to your forefathers and let them give you Musr for your Averis. And it's not more than just Musr, let them also go to them, they'll give you Musr, they'll show you love, and somehow this rebuke for your forefathers will turn you back on the proper way, and we'll see as the Gemara goes on, there'll be a defendant on your behalf. There's a famous Gemara about what's going to be in the future, says the Gemara, before we actually go further, just one quick point. Instead, we said Lashon of Lechuna, go out, and we're saying it should say, come now. Not go out, come now. So it's very interesting. My grandfather is one of the later Talmidim in the Shiva's Chachmei Lublin, one of the youngest to bring ever get in. Actually, from our Shir, Jeffrey Rothenstein's grandfather, Reb Hirschman Zatzal, Tiber's father-in-law, is actually the one that gave my grandfather's for her. On the doors to Chachmei Lublin, Shiva's Chachmei Lublin, Rameir Shapiro wrote the Pasuk, Lechubanim, so Lashem Lechu, Lechubanim Shimili. And he was asked, what's the pshat? Why are you writing pasuk lechubanim shilmili yiras Hashem alametchem? Right? It's the question of the pasuk itself. Lechubanim, go out, my children, shimulu, and hear me. Yiras Hashem, I'll teach you. If you're talking about talmidim coming into Beis Medrash, coming to a shul, coming to a place of Torah, of learning, you should say bayuvanim. Right? Bayubanim Shimuli Ras Hashem Alametchem. Why does David HaMelech write Lechubanim Shimuli? So he explained the Pshat in the Pasuk, and that's hence the reason why he put these words on the door to the yeshiva, is that when someone's in the Kaisli Beis Medrash, when someone's in the Kaisli of the Shul, when someone's in a Masav Ruchni, of course there's challenges, the Yetzer is still there, but it's to act properly and to not, you know, misbehave, and to have proper emunah, and to realize the priorities in life, is not as difficult, because he's in a matzav of svivas where it's a good place to be, but he's in a place where it's normal, it's accepted, it's understood, the levels of where one's supposed to be in terms of his Yerushimayim, in terms of his Torah, in terms of his emunah in Torah mitzvahs. When's the chiddush? When's the proof that a person really internalized what he learned in the base medrash, what he learned in the shul, that his davening is real davening? If when he goes out, he does business be'amuna, he acts like a ben Torah, he acts like a proper yid, that's when you really see if the yiras Hashem was alamadchem. L'chu banim shimuli. When you go out and you still demonstrate that level of yiras Shemayim, that level of muna, that's when you see taka who's real and who's not. He used to say, I forgot which one of the gedolim said it, on Shabbos is when we actually see who's the real ben Torah. Because during the week, yeshiva bachram, of course, on yeshiva learning, and the Baal Batim are out working. Obviously, the Shiva Bacham aren't necessarily, unfortunately, they're not always learning every minute necessarily. Baal Batim often are learning throughout the week as well. It doesn't mean they're working every minute, but overall, the Bnei Torah, the Bacham, are in yeshiva learning, and the Baal Batim are out working. What happens? Shabbos, everyone's the same. Shabbos, there's no, the yeshiva is often, unless someone's an outside yeshiva, is closed. The work shops are closed, and everyone's home, and everyone has the choice now, who's going to spend the time sitting and learning or not. That's when we get to see who's the real ben Torah. If the Baal Bus sits and learns hours of Shabbos, and the yeshiva bachur, or the ben Torah, does not sit and learn the quote-unquote ben Torah, does not sit and learn his hours on Shabbos, then we see who the real ben Torah is. That's again this idea of lechu banim. When you go out of the base medrash, that's when you see where the true dedication taka lies. Beautiful idea from Rav Meir Shapiro. Okay, says the Gemara. So Eitzel Mineach, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Master of the World, Eitzel Mineach. Who should we go? Kaisol says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who should we go to? Which one of the others? Eitzel Avram Shemarteli Lo Yedei Teda. Should we go to Avram Avinu, who you said Yedei Teda? You made it clear with him that your nation, your children, are going to be a in Gullus for 400 years, and he didn't ask enough Rachmanas to get us out of it, so we end up being in Gullus, so we don't want to go to him. It's Yitzhak Shabir Esav, should we go to Yitzhak, who gave Esav the bracha and said, hey, Kashtarid, when Yaakov goes down, Kashtarid, when he goes down in his serving Akash Baruch Hu, that's when you'll take over, Esav, you'll be in charge, and he didn't ask Rachmanas that we won't be tormented by Esav. It's Yaakov Shemart Le'anechi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. Should we go to Yaakov who said, who you told Yaakov, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, and you were hinting in that deeper, we say, Anechi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. There's a remezia to the three gullies that follow Mitzrayim. There's four gullies altogether. And yet, Le'bik Shrachim Aleinu, he also asked Rachmanus to stop all these gullies. It's Aminech, who should we go to? Yerma Hashem. So Hashem says, Amal Makadish Baruch Hu. Yom Hashem. It makes sense that we should go to you, Hashem. If we won't rebuke, going to Avram Yaakov is not the right choice for us right now, because they didn't defend on our behalf that we shouldn't go to Gullus in the first place. Rather, we should go to you yourself directly, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Am Lahem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hav at least about Asam B. Emiyut Chatechem Kashanu Kishal Gaminu. You made yourself totally me. You made yourself totally directly me. You appreciate that this is the home base, the place to come to. I'm going to be mechaper all your averes. I'll do it. I'll be mechaper averes from red to come to white. Amar Shmuel Nachman Amir Enosin. Ma'aseh Kiata Avinu. For you, our father. Avram Le'adano V'Yisrael Yekirenu. The Pasuk says, your father, it sounds like referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Avram didn't know us, V'Yisrael, which is Yaakov, Le'akirenu didn't recognize us. At Hashem Avinu, Goyalenu Me'elam Meshbecha. You Hashem, our father, redeem us forever. So the Pasuk, Pashpashat, is talking about really what we just referenced, that they went directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and didn't go to the Avos. But if you notice, the Avos that the Pasuk dismisses, so to speak, was Avram and Yisrael, and Yisrael, which is Yaakov. Las Lavei, Yemel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram, Benech HaKadoli. Because Las Lavei, what's going to happen is, Las Lavei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Avram, your children are sinning to me. I'll defend the Hashem's Kedusha. Avram's going to say, I can destroy them. If they're not acting properly, destroy them. Amar. Hashem's not going to be happy with that response. Maybe I need to go to Yaakov. Maybe he'll appreciate more something, some sort of defense to save his children. After Rachmanai, maybe he'll dump Rachmanas on his children. Amar Lein. Hashem says to Yaakov, he will say to Yaakov, Banach Chato, your sons have sinned. Amar Lein, Yaakov will say, Banach Shalom, Yimach Kedush Shemecha, raise them. Kedush Shemecha. It should not be taken as a callousness of Avram Avinu's opinion towards their own children, their own answer, their own descendants, but rather the chashiv is for the covenant of Hashem, and therefore their response again was Yaakov's response was the same that Yimach Kushmecha Amar Loi V'Sachi Taima V'Loi Dat Keitza Loi V'Sachi Taima. The elder doesn't have time reasoning, and the Datka, the young one, doesn't have Eitza, meaning Avram and Yaakov, the older and younger, don't have solutions to try to defend Klai Yisrael. Let me go to the middle one. Amalei Yitzchak, Panecha, to the Akash Baruch Hu was going to go to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, and he'll tell Yitzchak that your children have sinned in front of me. Amalei Fana Yitzchak will say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Banai V'Loi Benecha. First of all, Benecha. You tell me, Akash Baruch Hu, that these are my children, Yitzchak says, they're your children too. When they said Nas before Nishma, back to our topic, Nas before Nishma, you call them Bini Bechayri. And now all of a sudden they're doing a verse, they're not used to children anymore? You want to wipe your hands clean? No, not fair. Furthermore, how much chatoi could they really do? The average person once a year, Shim Shana 7 years. The first 20 years, a person's not held accountable in Bezdin Shemala. So the first 20 years already gone. So you're down to 50 years now. Pashlu Chamisha for 50 years. Half of it is night. Half it's night. People are sleeping, resting. So half of it, they're not doing chatoi at that time. Anyway, so what do you left for 25? Pashlu Chamisha, you're left for 25 years. Half of those 25, people are davening, eating in the bathroom. It's very interesting because it's Yitzchak's dismissal is making it as if during davening, during eating, during washroom, or during sleeping, people can, at nighttime, people are not doing chataim. But okay. Imata Sevel says Yitzchak, so you left really with 12 and a half years. Imata Sevel is cool. If you want to take the chataim of the 12 and a half years that left, great. Vimlav, palga alai, upagalach. If not, we'll split it. You take half of the chareis, I'll take half, but let's absolve them of their chataim. Vim Tislema, kulam alai. And if you want to put all on me, Hakrivis nafshikamach. That's not fair. I already was meisin nefesh. I already went on the. I went on the akedah in front of you, and therefore, not fair that I should take the whole burden. So either split it or take it all. That is the time to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the bomb question. The first message before we even go further. Let's finish actually. Pasul for Amru. So after hearing the defense, the Klal Yisrael will say ki ata avinu. Now it's referring to Yitzchak, not the lashon we said before. We touched on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Referring to Yitzchak. Amalam Yitzchak. Acha ata makasan li kalsa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't praise me. Praise Hashem. Umachli Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beinayo Yitzchak will show that Kadosh Baruch Hu before their eyes. Mianosi name Amarim. They'll open their eyes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayimrim ata Hashem avinu goyleinu meam shemech. That's the end of the pasuk. The Yer Hashem Ravinu Galenu Ma'elam Shemech. The first one bother. What's the pshataka that only Yitzchak we know is the mid of Gvura. Yitzchak is the mid of Gvura. Avram is Chesed. Yaakov is MS/Rachmanis. Yitzchak is Mishpat. Is Gvura Mishpat of all the ones to come and defend us? You would have thought the last one would be Yitzchak. It would be Avram or Yaakov first. What's the pshat? So the first gives a couple answers. Rav Tzadik answers. Rav Tzadik Kakayin, he explains that. On the contrary, because Yitzchak was so set in Mishpat and so set in Gvura, so he used that midah itself. He used that midah itself to poke holes in the justice of Akash Baruch Hu, taking issue with Klal Yisrael. He was able to use Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, the matzav where they beam with Chatoyim was too bad that the Rachmanis of Arvinu could no longer help him. The Rachmanis of Yaakov could no longer help. But the Mishpat of Yitzchak going the other way and finding fault within Mishpat, trying to break Mishpat with Mishpat, that was the only mahalach that was going to work. That is the Rav Tzadik HaKoyin's pshat. The Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov in Sefer Bereishis, he says a different pshat. He says that really this is a test. This is a test. Avram and Yaakov were tested in their nature. The Avram had to send that Yishmael, which is exactly against Chesed. Sending out his own child, it seems into the wilderness, seems to be the opposite of Chesed. Yaakov was testing Yaakov is the midah of Emes, that was his Iker midah, and he was tested having to trick his father about Kokol Yaakov time to Esav, Legabi the Brachas. He had to. That was his tzivui from his mother. That was what was needed to be done. These were tests of letting the right thing that needs to be done supersede their own nature of Chesed and of Emes. Yitzchak, we don't find, had that test. Here was where Yitzchak was getting the test. It was Dafka Yitzchak that had to be the solution here, because Yitzchak had to have that test. We are going against his midah of Mishpan and Gvura, going against it to come and be Matzik and be have Rachmanis and to save Kai. So it's opposite sensi. That was his test. Okay, final lines. Such Gemara. Amar Abchir Bara Abba Amar Beicharon. Royo Hoya Yaakov Avinu Leir Mitzrayim B'Shal Shol Shabarzel. Yaakov Avinu is fit to go down in chains to Mitzrayim, because that's how people go down into exile. El Shizchus Gramalei His Chus caused Chesed B'Chal Adam. I'm shachim b'avisas ava. It says, with the ropes of a man, I'll draw them into Mitzrayim. Talking about Mitzrayim over there, with the braids of ava, ve'elam kirumime oil alachem at elav eichel. I'll be taking a yoke that was lifted to them. I'm going to give them the strength. They'll be able to handle the labor there. The point is, Akash Baruch Hu says, I set them down b'ahava, and he was saved, spared from going down into Gullus in chains. He went down. Actually, we know Akavina went down. Actually, he went down to get food, but he went down, and he still was considered a dignitary. So Chashaviyed, he went to go meet Parei, and the real Shiva Mitzrayim only started after Yaakov was ready nifter, after Yaakov passed on. Even after Yaakov, many years after Yosef was nifter, is when the real Shiva Mitzrayim only really started then. Have a Chag Kosher Sameach. We'll pick it up Mitzrayim on Matzah Yom Tov.